Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
My life has been wrecked, but my spirit is strong. to the score, that perfect score that made me who I am today. Romans 8:28 says that all things, somebody say all things, works together for my good because I'm in love with Jesus. Hold on, help is on its way. Well, so friend, don't you leave, don't evacuate, just stand your ground, a billowing wave. This storm won't last long, but it'll last long enough to weather your soul and make you battle tough. For just when you start to bend with the wind, that's when you'll see
whose arms are empty. You long to smell your baby. How many knows if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, we'd be here in vain today?
That's right.
A lot of people think I'm crazy, but I'm just a cross preacher. And there's a lot of things they want to argue about. They want to argue doctrine and all this. And if we'd all just get back to the cross and just focus on the blood of Jesus Christ, that's it. That's it. Oh, but for the blood of Jesus. How many thankful for mercy and grace? I'm thankful for it. Amen. It was the blood plus nothing for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you give him a hand for his blood? Thank the Lord for dying for us. Well, I was lost, oh, so lost, bound for hell eternally, till one night, that blessed night, I met this man who died for me. His blood, his precious blood, it was enough to wash me clean, and through his love, that crimson blood, the blood was enough. His blood, his blood, plus nothing set me free, because his love, such great love, it fastened him to that old tree. Down at that cross, all of my sin drowned in grace and mercy, because of love. Blood plus nothing set me free. Who else has been washed in that blood here today? Who's been set free by the blood of the Lamb? Anybody thankful for the sin cleansed of blood of the Lamb? Amen. Well, now at last, many years have passed, and men have tried, they've tried so tirelessly to place their religious chains upon my heart that Christ has freed. But today I'm still amazed, that crimson stain is all I need, because of God's blood, that crimson flood plus nothing set me free.
Christians must do.
Tell it now.
It's Sunday school time, and once again,
tell it wrong.
But you can barely stay awake in the pew. And as for Sunday nights,
yeah,
it's when they socialize, just to be like that old crowd across town.
Oh, but listen.
But when
all
time conviction replaces man-made religion,
yes,
now that's what it's all about.
To the King, and believe in that old-fashioned
still about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Yeah. Amen. Keep your man-made religion. I want the real thing. How about you? Well, it seems our revivals are about big names and titles instead of seeking the wayward and lost. All our comforts, they're considered. But what about that old hurting sinner who just longs to kneel at Calvary's cross? Church, it's time to arise and walk in the light as we lay aside every weight and doubt. Then your heart's desire will be the old-fashioned fire. Now that's what it's all about. Why do we sing a song to the King and believe in that old-fashioned way? Why do we teach Him and why do we preach Him? Steeples, the church, but this is just His house. We're the church. Yeah. If we're really His bride, we'll tell the lost why He died. And now that's what it's all about. Yeah, if we're really His bride, we'll tell the lost why He died. And now that's what it's all about.
Privilege to be with you. We're so thankful you let us come back. And like I said, last time we were here, old COVID was just hitting. Yeah. And we've come a long way since then, haven't we, Pastor?
Yeah. Amen.
I'm telling you, everything that happens, everything that goes on, everything goes on behind the scenes, all that stuff, Jesus is going to take care of us one way or the other.
Amen.
We're going to be okay because we're His beloved. We're going to be okay. Yeah. We're the bride of Christ.
Amen.
You got to have faith.
Amen.
You got to put your confidence in Jesus. Ain't nobody going to save you but Jesus. Government ain't going to save you.
That's right.
Doctors ain't going to save you.
Can't do it.
Jesus will. Amen. Jesus will be your healer. Jesus will be your best friend. Jesus will be your deliverer. Pastor, I found out I had a lot less heartache in life, a lot less drama when Jesus was number one.
That's exactly right.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Matthew 6:33. And if you'll get that in your heart, kids, everybody, I don't care how old you are, how young you are,
that's
the one key to success in your life. You acknowledge God in everything.
Amen.
You keep Him first in every single thing. Your spouse cannot come before God. Your children cannot come before God. I don't know why I'm saying
this. That's right.
Your grandkids cannot come before God. Your finances cannot come before God. Your job sure shouldn't come before God.
Amen.
Nothing and nobody should come before God. You put Him on the throne of your heart and everything else will work itself out.
That's true.
Anybody believe that today? I promise you. I promise you there's nothing like that. He is the King of glory. There is nobody like Jesus Christ. There's no way like you can search the whole world over. You never find anybody as matchless, as beautiful. He's the fairest of 10,000s to my soul. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is everything you will ever need. This altar is wide open for we'll get out of your way and let you come pray. Look outside your heart, my friend. A king is waiting to come in. You see, it's been so long since He left His throne just to be your friend.
Come on.
You see, He gave up His wealth above just to prove His great love. Why don't you open your heart?
Tell it.
Let the King of glory come in.
Yes.
The King of glory stands outside the door. Who is this King? The King of glory is Christ the Lord. Oh, He wants to talk. thorns. Hear the mob laugh and scorn. The royal hands and feet of this man have been scarred for your sin.
Amen.
Heal of his wounded side. He loved you so much that he died. Open your heart and let the key of the Lord come in. Listen out. From riches to rags, my God came just to wash away your sin and shame. Every hurt in life, all your pain, all your strife was placed upon tell me all I need to know. I've them in my own mirror. Not too long ago, so the rivers of tears that have been streaming down your face, they're gonna lead you where they led me to the ocean of grace. You need the Lord.
You need His touch. You need His. You need him to save you from all harm. You need him to lift you up. You need the Lord.
There's a lot of things in life we want, but we need the Lord.
So to the one who's been faking you, will never need help on your way.
All that crying, all that stuff, that's just for everybody else.
You got to turn your eyes to the one who will never leave you. Will never leave you. Come what may. Because church, we